centerfold.
Chieftains wrapping up that set of music. Project Tim Carroll was in prior to going solo after the hurricane. The track you heard before the Blue Chieftains played the Clumsy Lovers doing their version of Jay Giles' Centerfold. Camperman Beethoven in there from their debut from 1985 with a Club Med Sucks. Played that one because there's a line in the movie. There's a line in the song. You know, it says Club Med sucks, authority sucks. Then it says, I hate golf. I don't want to play lacrosse. Well, guess what? If you're in Pittsburgh right now, golf is all they talk about. Because the U.S. Open's happening this week. Weekend. We'll be wrapping up on Sunday. So I thought I'd throw that in there as a golf-themed lyric for you. Before the Camper Van Weezer from Pinkerton with El Scorcho. Happy birthday to Rivers Cuomo, who is 55 years old today. Starts the entire set with MJ Lenderman, and she's leaving you. She might be, I don't know. Just don't leave me. Just keep your radio tuned to where you have it, which is right here. And by radio, it could be your computer. WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. I should remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh located at 5107 Penn Avenue. Speck Brothers offers pizza, and they have hoagies, and they have wings and salads, and they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They use no refined sugar in the sauce and unbleached flour in the dough. The difference is in the taste. For more information, visit the website at spackbrothers.com. That is spakbrothers.com. I mentioned about an hour ago, well, probably 40 minutes ago. Oh, it could be. It's a show packed full of goodness, but there's sadness in there because, you know, we lost Sly Stone. We lost Brian Wilson. And then there's goodness in there because if you can hang tight for a couple more hours, the mock is a celebration of neither of those. I know you're like, you're not mocking. No, neither of those. But in 1988, Brian Wilson actually released his very first solo album.
This is Nelson Bragg of the Brian Wilson Band, and you are listening to The Mockster on 88.3 FM, WRCT.
Cincinnati, Ohio's own 7-speed Vortex, which, if you do not know, is actually was a blender and a band from the Hard Luck Din album that came out back in the late 1990s with Imagino. 28th day from early mid-80s, we'll just put it there. 28th day was a band featuring a very young Barbara Manning. Played Page's Turn from that album. Kirstie McCall, the late Kirstie McCall with He's on the Beach. Nelson Bragg has a new album out. It's a compilation of a lot of his hits. It's called Melody D. Nelson, a pop anthology. Forever Days is the track you heard. Nelson Bragg also was the keyboardist, the keyboardist, the piano player, the man on the keys in Brian Wilson's band. We played some Brian Wilson from his self-titled 1988 debut solo album with Walking the Line. Starting off that entire set. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Did you know that the average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds? And I'm guessing it's less, to be honest. And why would it be less? Because I don't think anything stays on the desk anymore. I think it's an email. So it's not even on the desk, but maybe in front of the HR manager. 7 seconds. I can't even say 7 seconds. I could go play some 7 seconds. But anyway, most of them just get tossed aside. It's true. And because of outdated hiring practices, like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent. Like 6 million young adults. Despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity, often because they have yet to earn traditional credentials that employers value. So maybe it's time to look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper. Go to gradsoflife.org. Noi is my background music, in case you were wondering what the noises coming from behind me are. If you got a suggestion for a song, guess what? Drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or call me, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728 is the request line. It's Friday, June 13th, 2025, and I'm hanging out in the studio with you. Hanging out in this chamber of hellos. Some Wire Train for you here on Viva La Mock. Sorrow is wrapping up that set of music from their Parting Is Such Sweet Sorrow album that came out earlier this year. However, it was recorded like 45 years ago. It was recorded back in, I don't know, like 81 or something. Just never got released. That was a whole bunch of 80s music, kind of in that set. It's not always intentional, but these things happen. Before the Sorrows from 1983, Dave Edmunds from his Information album with a Slipping Away. Then I played some Nick Hayward in there. Now, Nick Hayward was the lead singer of Haircut 100, but he put a solo album out about 8 years ago now called Woodland Echoes, and I've always loved that song, Baby Blue Sky, off of that, so I figured I would play that for you. Julian Cope from the late 80s gave us A World Shut Your Mouth, and I start off some Wire Train with a Chamber of Hellos. Speaking of those Chambers of Hellos, again, if you have a song suggestion, you can call me up, and I will answer the phone by saying hello. And I'll take those requests at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-WRCT. You know, today is a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Or maybe do it tomorrow. It's getting late, so maybe they should be in bed. Like, walk around, dance with them, cook with them, do something like that. Because moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier. If you search We Can online, you'll find doable tips and activities to keep you and your kids healthy. Message from WRCT, the HHS, the NIH, and that's it. And me, the Moxster. Again, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's a song suggestion that you have that you'd like me to play for you. Got a call on the old request line for some Casio Tone for the Painfully Alone with Bobby Malone Moves Home. Some requested music here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Hey, Bobby Malone. It's good to have you home. So you tried your own route, and it didn't work out. Well, you're not alone. The job that made you crazy, in a town you won't miss, and the drunks you called friends were a means to an end, and this is the end. Hey, Bobby Malone, how you have grown. A couple months on the couch while you figure things out won't do you wrong. Hey, Bobby Malone. love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. Cause true love is searching too. Recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
Matthew Sweet wrapping up a set of music, getting us towards the top of the hour here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Coming off of his girlfriend album. Oh, I know. I was like, where's my background music? Oh, I have to actually hit play for the music to start. I can't just, it just doesn't magically appear anymore. Anyway, Matthew Sweet, your sweet voice from the girlfriend. No, the Nothing Last album, I guess. That's what it was. Or was it, what do you call it? He did call it Girlfriend. He was going to call it Nothing Last, but he couldn't get the rights to the photograph that he used on the album cover, which is a vintage photo of Tuesday Weld. Because he wanted to call it Nothing Last. And her management was like, I don't want you to have a photo of an actress and the words Nothing Last above it. So he compromised and changed it to Girlfriend. And for you musical nerds out there listening, if you didn't realize, he star-studded cast of characters playing on those songs. Lloyd Cole was actually playing guitar on that song. Greg Leitz, who's just a session pedal steel guy, on a bunch of records, if you look into your collection, playing pedal steel. And Rick Mank, drummer from Velvet Crush, a couple other things, playing drums on that. Just in case you were like trying to fill out your bingo card, and you're like, what else was on that? Who else was on that? Now, before the Matthew Sweet, the Mockers. Yeah, you would think it's a band I would be in. Like, Mockster, if you were ever in a band, would it not be called The Mockers? And I'm like, no, it wouldn't, because there's already a band out there called The Mockers, and they do a great version of my favorite Beach Boys song from the Pet Sounds album, The Mockers doing God Only Knows. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. A Money in the Downtown City gave us their version of, or his version, I'm not sure how it is. I'll go with the day. Their version of Daniel Johnston's True Love Will Find You in the End. And then some requested Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone from the Etiquette album from 2007 with Bobby Malone Moves Home. Call came in off the request lines at 412-268-WRCT. For an encore listener, we might be leaving you, but for a Friday, June 13th, 2025 listener, we have two more hours of this radio program for you. So keep your radio tuned here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.